You love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's why I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review, coming to you from the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network studios here in downtown San Francisco on Broadway, just blocks from the Bay. I am Rick Tittle. Been doing the Video Game Review more than 15 years now, and I do it amidst all the sports talk and all these great networks upon which the show resides. And I'm a career sports talk guy myself, but when this became available to me way back in the day, I jumped at it because I'm a huge video game fan. I have been my whole life. I believe life would only be half as good without video games. So that's why we're talking video games for this 1 hour. What I do is I invite your calls, your participation, because I'm a gamer like you. I don't design them. I'm in nobody's back pocket. I'm not smug about it. I like games that are fun. I don't care how impressive your ad campaign or your pixel rate or who you got to be in it. We got Liam Neeson. All right, well, is it a fun game? We just want to play games that are fun, don't we? That's me. How about you? 1-800-878-PLAY is the way you participate. What's good? What's bad? What's overhyped? What's underhyped? It's a collaborative effort, and you are my unpaid correspondent. So get in at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'll give away a brand new game at 40 after, coming up here in about 32 minutes. And win it by writing me an email with the correct answer to a very simple question, rick@sportsbyline.com. I take the second correct answer. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. Use that for the cheat code request, usually for an older game. I do that at the end of the show. Also, I'll let you know what's new this week, new releases coming up in the third segment. And there are new games every week, whether they're a DLC or a shiny disc. But I want to hear from you. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. SportsByline.com, streaming along. Just click Listen Live. Also, SB Nation at SBNationLive.com. Great to be on that network. And back on Sirius XM as well on the Dan Patrick channel. And don't worry, sports fans. We'll get back on all your networks to the sports talk. And you want to talk about what's going on in the NBA, the NHL, Wilder, Fury, all that stuff. We'll get to that. But we can do the video game review, video game fans. So come on in and participate. 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
The Video Game Review.
It is the Video Game Review. Thank you for tuning in. It's great to have you with us. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, there's a toll-free number at 1-800-878-PLAY. Hardcore gamers, neophytes, everyone in between. Don't be shy if you're not an expert. Who really is an expert anyway? If you think you're an expert, you're probably not. We just like it, right? Aren't we all gamers? I think we are. If you're listening to the show, I'm Rick Tittle in San Francisco, but wherever you are, come on in and be a part of it. 1-800-878-PLAY. Play is 7529. Always start off the show looking at some news. Also asking people, what have you been playing? I've been in Season 2 of Call of Duty Modern Warfare, and I got the Growl, which is kind of like the SIG version of an assault rifle. And I pimped it out, got a longer barrel, put a little suppressor on it, which doesn't drop bullet velocity, which is nice. And it's okay. I mean, 10 loadouts, they're all full. I kind of screw around with them a little bit. I mean, that's the replayability about this game, because after a while I'm like, what am I doing? I've been playing these levels a million times, but you keep getting new stuff and you keep adding. Now, I didn't buy either Season 1 or Season 2, and I never will, but they throw some free stuff at you. It's funny, the people who do, and if you do this, that's fine, whatever, it's a free country, but the people who do spend their hard-earned cash or daddy's trust fund cash on some of the cosmetic little things, like for Valentine's Day, you could get this like P90 with hearts and kisses, and it had pink tracers. And then some of these outfits, like the neon red, I mean, neon white. Is this such a thing as neon white? There's Leon White. But anyway, it you stick out like a sore thumb on the map, but whatever. It's all part of the panache that comes with it. And as I said, if you're like me and you just want to earn it the old-fashioned way, Smith Bonnie, and to earn it, that little John Houseman there for the older generation, that there's enough things you can earn that way as well. But been playing a lot of that. Also in the news this weekend, as we look to see these cloud gaming services that some people think, oh, they're going to take over the world, and there's not going to be consoles anymore. I don't think that's necessarily true. But NVIDIA GeForce, and if you don't know who they are, they make amazing graphics cards and very expensive graphic cards. And that's the thing about if you want to be a PC gamer, you're going to have to fork out more than consoles. But anyway, NVIDIA's GeForce, they have a cloud gaming service called Now. And it has somewhat of a rocky launch. It went out of beta a couple weeks ago. And the company now says this weekend that they're losing games from Bethesda. Ouch. Bethesda Softworks, which owns Bethesda Game Studios, and that means Fallout. That means Elder Scrolls. That means games under the id umbrella, like Doom. And NVIDIA said the only one that's going to stick around, for reasons they're not disclosing, is Wolfenstein Youngblood. But this announcement comes just a week after that it said it lost all access to Activision Blizzard titles because there was a licensing dispute. Can you say ouch loud enough? They had access originally to Activision Blizzard titles in beta, but they never got full permission once the service became a commercial product and NVIDIA started charging $5 a month to that. Prior to that, the service was free. Now, I can tell you in the world of radio, if you use certain licensed music, but you're not doing it to produce revenue, you can get away with it. But if you're doing it to produce revenue, you can't get away with it. It's sort of like when you, if you buy a movie and then you watch in your house, great. But if you say, come over to my house for $20, the movie actually wants a piece of that. You know, I say piracy is not a victimless crime. It's kind of weird. I remember back in the day when I was working in TV in the 90s, and they had to buy for every cubicle in there like 40 copies of Windows 95. And I thought, why don't you just do one copy and put them on put them on each computer? And I'm like, it doesn't work like that. It's sort of like if I buy a book. Okay, let's say I buy War and Peace and you want to read it. I can't lend it to you. I'm sorry, this is property of the author. But whatever, it's a story for another discussion. But so GeForce Now entered what NVIDIA is calling the public trial. There was a disagreement over the platform's model, which allows subscribers to buy games on other platforms like Steam, which of course is PC, and use them on GeForce Now. It's a major difference, to say the least, between NVIDIA's service and other models like Google Stadia, and arguably much more consumer-friendly, but it also means sub-publishers like Activision are not going to play ball if cloud gaming users aren't buying a separate copy of the game. So we don't know if the same set of issues is going to happen with Bethesda, but the sudden removal of all the publishers' game outside of this one Wolfenstein title doesn't seem to indicate that there was a licensing dispute. Now, NVIDIA addressed some of these issues. They published a blog yesterday. You can read it if you want, but I just want to read you a couple of sentences from NVIDIA. Quote, this trial is an important transitional period where gamers and developers and publishers can try the premium experience with minimal commitment while we continue to refine our offering. As we approach a paid service, some publishers may choose to remove games before the trial period ends. Ultimately, they maintain control over their content and decide whether the game you purchase includes streaming on GeForce Now. End quote. So it's not all gloom and doom. It's not like they're barren. The GeForce service managed to exit beta before Google Stadia launched its planned free tier, so it gave them the edge over the pricier Stadia Pro option that is now on the market. And just yesterday, NVIDIA also announced that it will be getting Cyberpunk 2077. You know, CD Projekt Red, which I believe now is the second biggest video game company in Europe, but CD Projekt Red's Cyberpunk 2077, I think I'm the only guy who's not waiting with bated breath. I don't know. It just doesn't look like my cup of tea, but like I said, I'll check it out. Maybe it is. But it's like, ooh, Cyberpunk, I can't wait. Whatever. That launch is going to come in September. That's a huge win for them. And it is going to come to Stadia. It's just Google hasn't said if it's going to be available on launch day or not. So as the transition happens, I mean, even if I had no consoles, and I do have consoles, I'm planning on getting the PS5, and we'll talk about that next, just how much you're going to fork out, because there's some news there this weekend as well. But as I'm going to get the PS5 and not the Xbox Series X, which has a stupid name, Project Scarlet, their placeholder name I thought is better. But anyway, these are great systems, and whatever you want to call them. I'm not one of these people who says, oh, I'm a Sony guy or I'm a Microsoft guy. I'm an everything guy. I love Nintendo. I love it all. But I think sometimes people, to make themselves feel better about a purchase, will badmouth the other system for some weird reason. It's sort of like you'll see a guy driving, I don't know, a Ford truck, and there's a sticker on the back of Calvin urinating on a Chevy logo. And you know that guy went to both dealerships, and the Ford guy threw in the floor mats. Otherwise, he would have got the Chevy. But to make himself feel better, I urinate on Chevy. Okay. I pee on Ford. That's what I'm planning on getting. Even if I had nothing, though, I would not be getting these streaming services in the cloud. Not interested. I'm a little too old school. I like to have the games, at least on my hard drive through DLC, if not in a little plastic pouch, if you like, and put them on the bookshelf there, what have you. Now, if we get to the point where it's automatic and I get it in 2 seconds and it's reliable. My Wi-Fi, which is very expensive, like yours probably, it went out again this weekend. I had to reset it. Now it's only out for like 10 minutes, but I'm going to base my whole gaming on that? I think not. Come on back.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt.
Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review. Coming up at 40 after the beginning of the next segment, we're going to give away a brand new game. Haha, stick around for that. What's the game? Well, you're going to have to wait. Also, if you want to check me out on twitch.tv, there I am resplendent in my hoodie, my reading glasses, and my Idaho Falls Chukka's hat. Yes, it's advanced rookie ball in the Pioneer League. Why are you wearing that? Just mind your own business. Anyway, got the Chuckers hat. And also other apropos applications, the TuneIn Radio, iHeart Radio, and Stitcher as well. And you can find us all over the place there. Great stuff. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY. It's also a little bit of news that when it comes to Call of Duty Modern Warfare that I'm playing, Season 2 as it begins now has this guy with this skull mask as you turn it on. But then it says classified is one of the options from like campaign or LAN or multiplayer. And it's because they're going to be doing a battle royale. Now, this weekend, we heard that court documents reveal that Activision is attempting to subpoena Reddit in order to uncover the identity of the user who recently leaked key art for Warzone, which is what they're calling MW's Battle Royale game. And I can tell you, that too ain't my cup of tea. Maybe it will be. I'm not a Fortnite guy. I never have been. It's just not appealing to me. And I've seen it tried in other games as well. It's not that I hate it. It's just, there's just things I like better. But this whole thing, the circle is closing. All right. Well, according to The Hollywood Reporter, Activision is filing a Digital Millennium Copyright Act subpoena against Reddit to find out who leaked the, what they call, quote, infringing Activision content. So that post on Reddit, now deleted, seemingly revealed some key art from Warzone. Now, this is not the first Warzone leak, as there's been a handful of leaks over the past couple of months, which have all but confirmed the announcement. In fact, we've seen this stuff in the trailer when people said, oh, it's the circle is closing. That was in December. It was like an official look at a Warzone map and another one a couple weeks ago put out a full Battle Royale map. Now, leaks of a franchise this huge are not uncommon. It's just unclear why Activision is now deciding to take legal action. Maybe they've had enough. Maybe this one just happened to hurt. But I saw an article on IGN saying that they reached out to Activision for a comment. They didn't get one. But a DMCA subpoena allows a company to notify another company that copyright-protected materials have been posted in some form on their own service, ostensibly compelling that company to respond and take down the infringing material. This is from IGN. The DMCA protects companies like Reddit, YouTube, or other internet based companies for legal damages if a user posts another company's content on their site, so long as they agree to comply with the subpoena. So Activision is not the only company that has gone to litigation against leakers. Right around Thanksgiving, Epic sued a UX tester for leaking details about Fortnite Chapter 2. And then a month later, sued another guy for another leaker, I guess a guy. But we don't know how successful this subpoena is going to be. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, remember that whole case with that terrorist couple, and they wanted, the FBI wanted to get into their iPhone, and Apple's like, no, we're not letting you in. It's like, people's lives are at stake. Can we get in? So I don't know. We'll see what happens there. But it's funny, over the years from doing this job, how many times I've had to sign an embargo. I'm like, what is this, Cuban cigars? But I'm signing an embargo. Don't talk about this game until 3 weeks from now. And I always want to say, don't talk about this game, which doesn't look like it's going to be a big hit. And then sometimes the paranoia self-destroys you, because when Cars, the movie Cars, came out, Disney rented this huge plaza, if you like, in San Francisco. They put in their own movie screen, and they were going to show it, and they were going to talk about the video game that was coming after, but they wanted all of us in the industry to see Cars. Well, right around 6 o'clock, and I was going to actually meet my dad here in San Francisco for dinner. And so I was going to text him, you know, when the movie was over and at what time. And so as I'm going in, the security guards are like, cell phones in a paper bag, and we're going to staple them. Now, there are some places, like there's a bar here called the Speakeasy. They make you do it. They have these little leather pouches. It's a little more, I know some gyms do it too, but it's, I don't say mainstream. But at the time, you know, when did Cars come out? 12 years ago, more, 15 years ago? At the time, I'm like, well, I need to, and they go, no, you're going to record the movie and then put it on the black market. And I'm like, I'm sitting here with you. I'm an adult. I'm not going to do that. And if you see me doing that, kick me out, take my phone from me. And if you see me doing it, I'll catch a whole 5 seconds of it before you notice. And they're like, nope. And I go, okay, well then I'm leaving. And then when I'm leaving, they're like, where are you going? I'm like, you can't tell me I can't leave now, are you? I thought, yeah, rude. Oh, no, someone might leak Cars, and you're going to miss out on $100 billion instead of the normal billion you're going to get. All right, one other thing in the video game world, as remember, it's 2020. Everybody wants to make sure that they don't step on any toes, or if there's intent when there's not intent. But a few days ago, PlayStation announced it will not be attending PAX East in Boston due to increasing concerns over COVID-19, otherwise known as the novel coronavirus. The mayor of Boston has reached out to Sony to appeal to the company, urging them to make a decision based on facts, not fear, and urging PlayStation not to play into harmful stereotypes about Chinese people. According to WCVB in Boston, the mayor there, Marty Walsh, sent a letter to PlayStation CEO Kenichiro Yoshida, saying that the president of the company, that the risk of contracting COVID-19 in Massachusetts is extremely low. And he also stated in the letter that the anti-Chinese and anti-Asian sentiment and misinformation played a role in the United States. And Mayor Walsh said this, quote, "These fears reinforce harmful stereotypes. A generation of Asians have worked hard to dismantle. They trigger our worst impulses to view entire groups of people with suspicion, to close ourselves off, and to miss the opportunities and connections of our global city provides. Boston is united in our efforts to dispel these harmful and misguided fears." Now, I'm not going to do a whole show on that, but it's interesting that they're telling the Japanese, don't be scared of the Chinese when you come to Boston. But as I said, you know, people get a little out of whack when they're scared like this. I bring it up mostly because the Game Developers Conference is coming in less than a month here to San Francisco. And I've been going to the GDC, almost two decades. And I love the GDC. It's a lot of fun. Honestly, it used to be more fun. There used to be a lot more parties, a lot more decadence of Rome. Caligula and Nero used to come to these parties, but it's still a lot of fun. But people were already, companies were already avoiding San Francisco these last few years because San Francisco is such a dirty pile of poo, the worst homeless problem in America. And so these people, you know, San Francisco, great restaurants, great venues. Moscone Center just got redone, fantastic convention center. But you're stepping over people on the streets and a lot of people who are using needles or very, very aggressive panhandlers. So I was thinking, if Sony in Japan doesn't want to go to Boston because they're afraid of Chinese people, now this is very simplistic now, and this is coming from an article I read. But if that's part of it, if it's really that generalized, then why would they want to come to San Francisco? San Francisco is great with the traditional Chinese culture here. In fact, all Asian cultures in San Francisco and all cultures from around the world. It's a very eclectic city. But people are already not coming to San Francisco because it's dirty. Is Sony now, remember, they're not going to E3. We talked about that last week. They're basically letting Microsoft have it. And you talk about your Series X. We're going to talk about the 5 on our own terms. So hopefully that's not going to be the case. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll give away a brand new game and have the new releases.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I am Rick Tittle. This segment, we're about to give a game away. I'm going to tell you what's new. And then in the very last segment, which is going to be super brief, we're going to do the cheat code. Send your requests to rick@sportsbyline.com. Use that email address to answer the question I'm about to ask to win the game. What is the game? The game is called Journey to the Savage Planet. It is for the PS4, the Xbox One, and the PC. And this just came out a couple of weeks ago. And it's an interesting game because it reminds me of No Man's Sky a little bit. But I like the premise. And by the way, I have it here for the PS4. It starts off, you're a member of a space exploration company. Apparently the fourth best space exploration company. You arrive on a planet in the middle of nowhere. Your equipment is bad. Some of your intel is incorrect. You don't even have enough fuel to get back. And so the planet is named AR-Y26, which means you're probably not super excited about that planet. My question is this a game about space exploration or is this a game about volleyball? Wait, didn't you just... Yeah, I just said... Second correct answer, rick@sportsbyline.com. This game is developed by Typhoon Studios and published by 505, rated T for teen. But as you go through the game, you start to check things out. You start to eat some stuff. You have a little pistol. You can shoot some animals. You see there once was a great civilization there. You can start to find some alloy. You can craft some stuff. You can also play co-op sessions, which is cool too, because if you're playing with someone that hadn't played for hours and hours and hours and they play with you, they get access to all the good stuff that you worked on, or vice versa. Maybe your friend did all the work for you and you can get in. You don't really interact with the other player, but you're together. Extra set of eyes, extra gun on the scene. The one thing that this game accomplishes is the encouragement and reward to explore, and that to me is a pretty cool thing to get out there. So this game is not going to be, I don't think, a classic, but it's a pretty darn good game, and I like it. Once again, Journey to the Savage Planet. That doesn't that sound like a B-movie from like the 1950s? just send your answer, rick@sportsbyline.com. Is this a game about space exploration or... volleyball, once again, developed by Typhoon Studios and published by 505 Games. 1-800-878-PLAY. Get to the new releases here in just a second. Interesting video game news with the United States Army today. The greatest army in the world. The Army Recruiting Command is led by a major general, Frank Muth, and he says that they're up 2,000 contracts ahead of where it was last time this year. This is from this weekend. Contracts being people who are joining up. And he's attributed to the success as the way that they've adapted to Generation Z, or some people call millennials, by setting up virtual recruitment stations and pushing advertising heavily in the esports arena because the viewership boosts the audience of 380 million worldwide. Remember, you don't need to be a United States citizen to be in the United States Army. That's right. You can join the Army if they'll have you. So this weekend, General Muth told reporters at the Pentagon, he said, the Army is seeing returns on that push. And he said that its goal was 68,000 troops in 2019. And the Army does not yet know what their goal even is this year because they've had to take into account some of these raids. But the active duty force is supposed to grow to a total of 485,000 by the end of the fiscal year. So we don't know how many are going to be retiring or what it's going to say. But in 2018, the Army fell well short of their goal. They tried to get 76,500. They got 70,000. Now, who do they want to join? They want 17-year-olds who are going into their senior year, and they want 24-year-olds older than that. Well, I should say 17 to 24. Older than that, yeah, you can join if you're under 36. But that's where they were looking. Now, where did they advertise? We all saw them. They advertised on NFL games. And I don't fault them for being, where are people who want to go in the Army? They're watching the NFL. Do you know the average age of the NFL watcher is even older than I am? And I'm old. The average age of someone who watches the NFL is 55 years old. And so they realized, why are we showing these commercials to Rick Tittle? We would have had him, but we don't want him now. So the Army made the push into esports. They set up booths, mobile fencing conferences to text message people in the area about joining. The booths have had everything from Call of Duty to Fortnite, and they have Army soldiers, and they face video gamers. In fact, they actually asked people to come up and play them. And General Muth talked about this one soldier who, as he said, was unbeatable. And a 9-year-old boy challenged him and won. Now, the Army's not trying to recruit 9-year-olds. Actually, there's this cute little letter. I don't know where it is. It's kind of a personal story. Maybe I shouldn't tell it. But when I was 12, I wrote a letter, and I wanted to join the Marines. I guess I don't know. Not that that's bad, but when you're 12, you know you can't. So it shows you how dumb I was. And I got a letter back from the United States Marine Corps. It said, thanks for your interest. Stay in school, study hard, and we'll see you in 5 years. I don't know. Maybe I was having a bad day. I'd like to join the Marines now. I think I'm ready. But going to different Army recruiting Facebook sites, and you can win a video game console by putting in your text number. Now, some of you are saying, this is a horrible way to recruit kids. You're luring them in with video games. Well, is it really? We used to have conscription. Remember that? We had a draft. I think this is much better than a draft. And if somebody is an adult, they can make up their own mind. But the interesting thing is this all comes from the people who this advertising firm called DDB in Chicago. They want a 10-year contract to handle the Army's advertising. And so they went in. And it's working. It's working. And not only did it work, as you say, it worked real good to bring in video gamers. And, you know, listen, it's not only that, but you think about how video games over the years have helped with, you know, training troops. And especially when it comes to flight sims, instead of going out there and actually wrecking a plane, just finding out like, oh, you would have wrecked them if you wouldn't have made this dumb mistake, you know. So it's all there. 1-800-878-PLAY. By the way, in 2020, we've got our first, this came out on Friday, our first report. From ESRB on the best-selling games of the year to this point. As I said, we're not even through February yet. But Call of Duty Modern Warfare, not surprising, is number one. Number two, NBA 2K20. I was a little surprised by that because that did better than Madden. Madden came in third. How about that? Borderlands 3, believe it or not, was fourth. Mortal Kombat 11 was fifth. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order sixth. Super Smash Brothers Ultimate on the Switch. That came in 7th. Kingdom Hearts 3, which, by the way, is available for $19 now just about everywhere. That came in 8th. Tom Clancy's The Division 2 came in 9th. And Mario Kart Deluxe 10. Sorry, Mario Kart Deluxe 8. You can see why I got confused. That came in 10th spot. And there's still, you know, Fortnite is still going, Minecraft, Roblox, Super Mario Odyssey, Grand Theft Auto 5. They're still up there. But those are the ones so far in 2020. I also think it's interesting, by the way, in 20th place, Call of Duty Black Ops 4. This game came out in 2018, and it's 20th on the list. This game, when it came out, Call of Duty Black Ops 4, in its first 3 days, made $500 million worldwide. You think video games is a good business to get into? I think it is. Even the Army knows that now. All right, let's take a look at the new releases this week. Not a huge week. Mathland for the Switch, an educational game. And as soon as I hear Mathland, I'm like, I'm out. All I hear is meh right there. I'm like, ah, I'm out. I don't even hear land. But Mathland, I look at the graphics. It's got this cute little pirate on a ship with a sword landing on an island. It looks about as fun as math can get. Conan Chop Chop. And it's not Conan. Conan is a TV host. Conan is Conan and O'Brien. But Conan, the no O'Brien. Conan the Barbarian. Me talk good. Conan Chop Chop. PS4, Xbox One, Switch, PC. It's a cartoony little Conan game that looks kind of fun. Have you played it, Rick? That is negatory. Mega Man Zero ZX Legacy. PS4, Switch, Xbox One. And it's Mega Man, but it looks like an anime version. I'm always going to go 8-bit on that. I'm sorry. Cloak and Dasher. Not Cloak and Dagger. Cloak and Dasher, a platformer for PC. Broken Lines, a strategy game. World War II strategy game. That's on the PC. 2 Point Hospital. That's right. Back behind the line for the three-pointer. 2 Point Hospital, PS4, Xbox One, a sim. Space Channel 5 VR, kinda funky. It's a music game on the PS4. Just three more. Samurai Showdown, that is a fighting game on the Switch. Rune Factory 4 Special, that is an RPG for the Switch. And finally, on the Switch, Xbox One and PS4, an adventure game called Infliction, which comes developed by and published by Caustic Reality. And this says, Infliction is an interactive nightmare, a horrific exploration of the darkness that can lurk within the most normal-lurking suburban home. Wander through the heartbreaking remnants of a once-happy family, piecing together clues and trying to atone for past sins. However, you are not alone. Something else has remained in this house, a being of infinite grief and rage. While you hunt for clues, it hunts you, waiting for its chance to unleash anger on you. That sounds like my prom. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come on back.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491.
When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The Video Game Review.
There we are. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. And here to give away the old cheat code requests. That's right. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. Let's get it in. Let's get it heard. Oh, yeah. This one comes to us from Henderson, Nevada. Probably listening on the great KSHP Las Vegas. And it comes from Terry. It says, Rick, game for the Xbox called Tie the Tasmanian Tiger 2. How do I get the God mode? Why wouldn't you want it? That's actually called Bush Rescue, by the way. Tie the Tasmanian Tiger 2 Bush Rescue for the Xbox. Let me tell you how you get God mode. Pause the game at any point. Down, up, right down, right, left, start. Once again, pause the game at any time. down, up, right, down, right, left, start, and you have God mode. Let me tell you also, if you want the cheat gnome, that's right, with a silent G, just like Rick with a silent G, during a game, press left and Y and down, and you get to the cheat gnome. And one of the things, there's a thing called the team photo. If you got the credit screen, you press up, down, X, up, down. Once again, at the credit screen, press up, down, X, up, down, and you'll see the photo of the people who made the game. That is the first time in the history of this show that I gave away a vanity cheat code to people who create the game, and why not? They're the ones that that entertain us. So it's like when you go to a great restaurant, I want a great chef. Video games, I want somebody who really knows how to make a video game. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow, same bat time.